Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Tuesday, the 6th of April, episode number, can't remember, 780, 790, something like that. Must be getting there. Okay, fair few comments yesterday, not so much the pod part, the staking part. Don't know whether that was any help to anybody, but the video that I put up trading over the weekend, what I'll do is I'll collate everything, because I've had numerous different requests. I'll collate everything and do a pod, perhaps, maybe leave it till next Monday and do a sort of recap and talk through some other bits and answer the queries that people have had. The one thing at this stage I'm not doing is telling you exactly how I pick my games. I said I will go through that in the summer a bit more if I get a chance, but I gave you the sort of inklings to what I look for. So, for example, price of the home team, the heat maps for that market, and then I run my Poisson models and see if that all ties into the fact that we can expect goals. And that really then is, I go from there, and then it is very much scoreline based, price based at half time. And I don't predict when the goals are going to come either. I'm not like sitting here, you know, I think I did say it in the video or in the pod, I can't remember, but there's a randomness to football that you just try and embrace rather than predict and fight all the time, is my personal view. Obviously, most of the queries so far, a lot of them have been around how I pick my games, and I think, you know, you guys got to put some work in. I mean, I've just literally opened an FDD sheet, and one of the first things I look for when I do anything is how to strong home favourites. And I think I mentioned again last week about strong home favourites in the Premier League. Everybody's talking about the home win record being down, but I think there's almost 50% less teams that have gone off, less games where the favourite's been under 1.5. I'm not looking at the sheet, but I just think from memory it's considerably lower, because obviously the market's trying to adjust for this period we're living in. But I literally, that would be, it's always one of my sort of starting points, strong home favourites, you know, breaking things up on the goal time sheet, break it up into teams that are odds on, teams that are odds against at home. And I've literally just opened a sheet up 2 minutes. People always said to me, how do you find games with goals? I've literally opened up the FDD match odds sheet for this season. So it's got whatever it's got, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 games across the 28 leagues this season. I've filtered the home team to 1.5 to 1.8. I'm not a massive fan of the sub 1.5s. And obviously when you get up to that, the odds on bracket, they can, you know, it's finding your bets. You want to have time to get your bets on. Sometimes you can look and it'll be, there'll be 1.9 and 5 in the morning and it'll go to 2.02. And that's where you need to constantly check the prices. But if you come lower than that and go, right, 1.5, 1.8, we know those teams are going to be odds on. They may move slightly. It might be 1.84, maybe go down to 1.47. It's not going to change dramatically. But just looking at those teams, this season, you've had everywhere, using every single league, so without anything else, 1.5 to 1.8, there's been 269 games, and the over 2.5 markets made 20 odd points. If you take out two league, and I just know that these leagues have been low scoring this year, Championship and League One, you're down to 228 games for 25 points. So almost 10% there. Just two simple filters. And that's why, again, people get into trying to filter to the nth degree, trying to find things that don't really have any logical relevance whatsoever. You know, and that's the sort of stuff that I get frustrated at. You know, you're going to struggle if you're taking home teams between 1.5 and 1.8 and looking to bet trade the 2.5 market. You're going to struggle to lose money. Only less than 10% of the games, less than, you know, we're talking about 6-7% of them have finished 0-0. So every other game has had goals that you could trade around, do whatever you want, bet them straight, trade around them. You know, you've got to start to, and we're all different and people analyse data in different ways, but this sort of, all right, Ian, great video, tell us how you do it. You know, I'm not going to sit and give you every single little thing that I do. That would just be madness. I try and give you a lot, I think, and get a way that you can then go and say, right, I can look at that. Now, it is a double-edged sword, and people talk about Telegram group. I'm not a massive fan of videos like I did yesterday, not because I'm worried about people doing what I'm doing. I worry that people dive in and try and use it in every game, going, oh, Ian said two ahead at half-time, and you're piling in. You've got to still have, and I'm sure I said it in the video, I mean, it was yesterday, God knows what I said, I can't remember, but you've got to build a trading plan around what you do before you have a bet. That's it. And you've got to say, right, I'm sticking to these rules, they're logical, that's why I'm doing it, bang. But just simply there, you know, simpleness, you can't really go wrong. If you look at home teams that are 1.5 to 1.8 in the 2.5 market, don't need to worry about shots on target, when goals were scored, what 100% last six games at home have had over 2.5. Sometimes keep it simple, stupid, and have a look. So there you go. Exclude the Premier League and the I'll take two leagues out. That's just looking blind. I'm sure there'll be others in there. I know one that might be. I'm just doing another one while I'm talking to you. Where is it? Well, I'll just click the wrong thing. Scottish Prem. Take that out. Yeah, taking League One, Championship, Scottish Premier League out, you've got 30 points profit for 213 bets. Home team 1.5 to 1.8, and over 2.5, greater than even money. That's a key one, I left that out. Sorry, so it's home teams 1.5 to 1.8, where the over 2.5 is over 2. So you remember I say a lot on the pod, if you're backing over 2.5, let it get to 2 and drip it in there. So this is a starting price over 2. You can drip it in through there and trade them. You've had 213 games for 30 points profit. You know, it's sort of stuff like that you can practice trading on. You can sort of sit there and go, I'll have a little practice at that. You know, only, as I say, 5, 6% of the games you take those three leagues out finish 0-0. So you're going to have games with goals and you can see how markets move. Learn your craft, learn what you're doing. So there you go. Home team 1.5 to 1.8, over 2.5, greater than 2, 5 minutes before kickoff. Take out the English Championship, the League One and the Scottish Prem and you'll be off and running. There you go. What else was I going to talk about? Can't remember. Genuinely can't remember. Here's a question. I've got life's problems. You know, I like to put life's problems. I normally put it on Twitter, but we'll do it on the pod. Don't watch a lot of telly. One of the reasons I don't watch a lot of telly is adverts annoy the hell out of me. And I mean infuriate me. You know, you see people driving Volvos in the Highlands of Scotland, all lovely. But it's got nothing to do with driving a car in real life, is it? It's not like sitting on the A2 or around the South Circular, in it, cruising around. I've never really got them. And I think they're absolute charlatans, the advertising firms. They make absolute fortunes to come up with this bollocks. Apparently it's proven that it works. It does completely the opposite to me. I see Go Compare, hear it. Last place I'm going to go, compare the market. Last place I'm going to go, I ignore them because of the adverts. They annoy me. But Sam was watching something last night. I walked in the room. I'd been out with a dog. Come in, walked in the room. Shore deodorant, 72-hour protection. Why do you need 72-hour? Who's it aimed at? Is it aimed at the homeless who don't shower or something? What is it? Complete and utter bollocks. I would imagine, I've no idea, but 80% of the population probably shower and wash every day. Why do we need deodorant that lasts 72 hours? What are we doing with it? Where are we going? Absolute, complete and utter bollocks. There you go. Answers on a postcard why it's 72 hours. Never buy Shore, see? Because they talk shit, I never buy it. Anybody who talks shit, not interested. Right, that's me done. I've given you a little stat of the day. Oh, I'm going to do... Oh, God, I'm useless, aren't I? I'm going to do a Masters pod tomorrow. I'm going to go through all my Masters stuff tonight. So I'll do a special pod for Masters preview, the Old Club Championship. I know a few of you, it's like a cellar at Plumpton compared to Cheltenham, the Masters, trying to compare it to the Open. But I know you like the Old Club Championship, you lot, particularly now your golf course are open. You're all running round, see the greenery, a few rhododendrons, you're suckers for it. But I will do the Old Club Championship preview. If Jordan Spieth wins, I'll get a job. And Aintree's this week with the Grand National. I put a bet I've had in the Telegram group yesterday. I have got, we've done a little festival preview. With the Cheltenham Festival thing went well. I think people liked it. So we're going to do all four meetings. I've emailed out and put this on Twitter. Aintree, Royal Ascot, Glorious Goodwood, York Ebor. You're going to get covered for every single race, selections on the day, full lot, really good package. Certainly it's going to lead to some winners throughout the festivals. And that is open now. The link has been emailed, or it's on Twitter, or it's in Telegram. Just making you aware, of course it's purely optional, but it's low price. And if you want it, the PDF will be going out tomorrow. It was more the urgency of the time because the meeting starts on Thursday. So 11 o'clock, I'll send the first selection PDF out on Thursday. Right, have a lovely little Tuesday. Note that one down. Home team 1.5 to 1.8, over 2.5, over 2.0. Take out the Championship. You can find other leagues as well, but League One and Scotland, Scottish football, what's the point? And sorry guys, I get so much stick when I do things like that. And trade the over 2.5. There you go, nice little learning platform for you. Right, arrivederci, have a lovely Tuesday, and I'll be back with you all. I'll be back with you tomorrow for a little Masters pod.